Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting from New Zealand, the allegedly least corrupt country in the world. Because, of course, the people who sign off all our corruption investigations are corrupt. My very special guest is Manfred, the wellness mentor. He's been telling us about his very eclectic lifestyles, to put it lightly. And like everybody else, when they first have a child, he has some kind of midlife crisis, dovetailing with a midwife crisis. And then you wind up changing your entire freaking existence, and you can't kind of change it back just the way it was. So you've got to make it better and change it in a way that actually suits your lifestyle. And unfortunately, most people say it has to suit my lifestyle, and I don't really care how the world feels about it. I only care about me. No thought about that ripple effect there. You know how your behavior sort of influences other people's actions? How you're sort of an example to everybody who sees you, and you influence everything, you know, that interacts with you? That never occurred to you at all? Then stop trying to be a douchebag, you know? There's more than enough scumbaggery going around that for everybody to worry about. Why should we also have to worry about benign douchebaggery as well? You know, just don't be stupid. Be mindful. You know, like Obi-Wan Kenobi would. So, Manfred, where were we?
Okay, I go on from what you just said, because what got me in the Buller Gorge and away from everything was I was really only interested in my own story. And what got me out of the Buller Gorge was I didn't really make a difference there. And I really wanted to make a difference because now I had a child, which means I had a future. You know, and our daughter's called Maniana. It's really Mani and Anna's daughter is how we got to Maniana. But Maniana, of course, most people know as it means tomorrow. And they often say, well, before her, we only had today. But now that we have it tomorrow, I'm kind of responsible for making the world a better place, because I want my grandchildren that are now going to probably have, who knows, you know. But so before that, it was like, okay, I'm at the end of the world, ready for the end of the world, and I'll be okay. And now I have to create a world that goes on and on and on for my offspring and everybody else to have a really good life, because this planet is really made for us to be in paradise. And paradise, of course, to me is a state of mind, right? Like optimum well-being, it's a state of mind. The access to that is actually very easy, and it's free and available to all of us any moment, and it's called gratitude. Because in the moment where I'm truly grateful, I'm optimally well, and one could say I'm in paradise. And then when I start looking at all the things that are wrong, I've learned to look at what can I change and not be unhappy about what I can't change. That has helped me to be a lot more well and a lot more happy than just about anybody I know, because I'm free of unhappiness. I'm not unhappy about the mess that's out there, because I can only clean up my mess and hopefully teach a few other people to clean up theirs. And then if I can help those people teach other people to clean up their mess, it's slowly but surely becoming a cleaner planet. Right.
It becomes a ripple effect, you know. That's what yeah. Anybody should ever hope to achieve in life or after death. And what I'm quite admiring about you here is that you've done the direct opposite of what some people do. Some people say, "Man, this world's a really bad place. I don't really want to bring a child into it." What you did is, "There's a child coming into the world. Guess I better make the world a better freaking place."
That's right. Yeah, it brings responsibility for the future. So now my daughter is 18, Maniana. She is, of course, amazing, like everybody's child, or most people's child. Some people don't think of their kids as amazing. But so, as I said before, I got back into the world and into making money and building my own business, because I'm unemployable. I can't work for a boss. I can't work in somebody else's time. I can't work in an office in a certain place where I have to be there from 9 to 5. That would be impossible.
You
for
suffer
me.
From the same mental illness that I made up. Employer phobia, a fear of gainful employment.
Yeah, well, it's called free. Like Manfred means the free man. And you know, the more I realized that as an adult, the more I had to live up to that and be free. And the most important thing to be free of is unhappiness and negativity. Well, you know, what got me into the hermitage was I was a purveyor of bad news. I looked for bad news, I told bad news, and there was plenty of it around. Now I'm turning that into the other direction where I'm saying, well, there's lots of good happening every day on this planet that nobody reports on, and everybody has a chance to be optimally well. Everybody has a chance to be free if they can free themselves of the unhappiness, because 80% of our well-being is in our mind. No matter what supplements you take, no matter how much money you spend on being well, if the mind's negative, you won't have a good life. And disease comes from mostly from the mind. So the body doesn't need much.
Make a point there, because it's actually reciprocal. It's like a two-way triangle sort of working there. So you can be as happy as Larry and not be taking any supplements, and all of a sudden your happiness will eventually peter out and die. And you can be healthy as hell, but be really depressed, and your health will suddenly will decline eventually. It's like everything has to have the symbiote balance.
Yeah. And there's always the examples of the guys who smoke and drink and get to 89 and die quickly, you know, and you go, gosh, you know, other people are doing so much effort to be healthy and die a horrible, slow, long death on cancer or something. So we never know why somebody dies the way they do. But one thing I learned is nobody dies before their time's up, and everybody dies in the way that they designed, because I'm taking full responsibility for my life from beginning to end. Now, at the beginning, maybe I knew everything, but I wasn't totally aware of that. But in the end, I will be totally aware of that. I want to take responsibility and be totally conscious every step on that journey. So, but helping other people take responsibility rather than pointing the finger at the politicians, you know, there is no such thing as good politicians, because it's a corrupt system that they getting into when they become a politician. By the time they got anything to say, you know, when I was leaving Europe because it got really too bad up there, my friends were saying, no, you should stay here and not be, get into politics and make the changes here, don't run away. And I was saying, well, if you get into politics, you've got to say yes, 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 yes to these worst people on the planet in order to even get in and get up there. And by the time you got any power to change the world, you that old asshole that the young people like I was at the time, you know.
Yeah, that's like it's like saying, oh, there's good mafia dons and stuff like that. No, there isn't. There's an induction process to breed the good out of you and to prevent you from being able to continue to do it. All right. Yeah. It doesn't matter how good you are. Even if you're still in Parliament and you're still good, you won't get any really good legislation passed that'll actually change the game as it's played. I mean, how exactly do you expect to win in a rigged game? You have to cheat is the answer. And these people are too morally praiseworthy to cheat. The cheaters at their own game. Mm. And so they've accepted defeat on nearly every single major front to be enslaved by scumbaggery and believe that because they didn't bring a child into the world, as the world goes really terrible about them, that they've got something to feel good about themselves for.
Yeah. I say there's no hope for the masses. There's only hope for the individual. And if one individual at a time wakes up and then tells a few people and they wake up and they tell a few people and they wake up, then there is hope, you know. And there's always been a few people, like the famous ones we know, that had a great story to tell, and they taught it and their people told a great story. The first it was a good idea. that some one person had. If that one person doesn't share the good idea, nothing happens. Nobody knows about it. But if they share their good idea and a few people believe it, then they become a group which the others will call a cult, right? Because they believe something different from the rest around. So you got the cult, and if the cult grows big enough, it becomes a political party or a religion or a very successful corporation.
And it becomes part of our culture.
Yeah, yeah. And because it's all corrupt, it more often than not turns into a not-so-good thing rather than a really good thing. And so...
Because they get a lot of power. And what does power breed? Oh, yeah, that's right. Corruption.
Yeah.
And this is ironic. Isn't it ironic at how... And I think this is kind of the paradigm that you and I have both switched on to and many more people are switching on to. You cannot be given any power from authority. All right? Power comes from within you. And not by what you will obey the authorities in doing, whether they be the authorities in medicine, the authorities in science, or authorities in media, or politicians, whoever it is. As long as you don't have any of your own personal authority and you think you need them to give it to you, you will never have any real power. Those people who are in those uniforms don't have any real power either. They're just a shell of a person who thinks that they have power. They don't. The uniform does. As soon as you take it off and get another job, you have no power at all. And thus, you're expendable. That's how the entire system is supposed to be working. Turn us into a suspendable little cash cow, kill us off all very slowly, while selling us really expensive drugs and bad food, right? Which incidentally have a really interesting causal relationship, because a lot of obesity in America has now been reported to be the result of, you guessed it, pharmaceutical drugs. Inflating people with huge quantities of obesity. To treat what? Oh, their current weight loss programs and things of that nature, which have all these other side effects. So you give them more drugs and more drugs. All right, so there's these two different modes of business. One where you're making people dependent on you, and that business could either be business, media, or politics. You're making people dependent on you, giving up their power so you can take control of them and usurp their resources. Okay, cancer patient. Is he going to say, oh my God, that's $50,000. I can't afford that. Or is he going to say, I'm going to die. I have to pay it. Of course he is, because a guy in a white lab coat told him so. The whole system is designed to make you give up your power, and you don't even really give it up. You just pretend like you ain't got any. Because that's what they want you to think. That your power doesn't really exist. And the only reason they're telling you that is because their power doesn't really exist. You look at the world and you think of it in every single way that you've been taught, in every single way that the authorities tell you it is, it's more or less the exact opposite of whatever they're telling you. Well, the health system is designed to look after your health. Well, actually, it's designed to keep you sick, bro, and eventually kill you and profit by doing so. Oh, yeah, that makes a hell of a lot of sense. The big food industry is supposed to feed everybody, right? No, it's actually meant to deprive you of minerals and whatnot, so you'll keep continuing to overeat more food. There's also deficient in minerals. Oh, okay. See? It just goes on and on. Watching the news is quite amusing. I'm sorry, Manfred. I was just ranting there. Go ahead.
The only power is love. Everything else is force.
So sometimes you require force to protect the things you love.
Well, apparently. But if we all loved ourselves, there'd be no problem. Everybody would take care of their own backyard and their own rubbish and support everybody else the best they can. But if I don't love myself, I can't love my neighbor as I love myself, so I start hating him because I hate myself. That's the problem we're facing. And where it all starts is in the school system. Right?
Public indoctrination. The Prussian Empire figured it out, yeah.
Did you say Prussian?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know that. That's really cool. I haven't met many people who know that the Prussian army was the invention of the school system. They wanted to get to the kids as young as possible to know, the boys, of course, they're only interested in boys, but to sort them as soon as possible to know, are they going to be the cannon fodder in the first row or are they going to be the generals? And that became the school system, which, of course, today sorts the people from who's going to work at the lowest part of the pyramid scheme of the corporation and who's going to be the CEO, the top in the pyramid. And so the whole school system is bringing us into a pyramid scheme that we voluntarily, apparently, participate in until they let us retire, and then we die as quickly as possible so they don't have to pay us freedom that we lived all our life for, so we have a freedom at the other end of the pyramid scheme, you know? And I realized that in my early 20s, I was really lucky I retired from that pyramid when I was 26. And I was only a musician, and I was the conductor of the orchestra, even that's the top of the pyramid in the orchestra. No? But then you got the critics behind you who just wait for you to make a mistake so they can take you off that pedestal. So that same silly battle everywhere. But we are only able to be ruled like that because we have self-doubt and we don't love ourselves. When I love myself, I'm free. I'm unemployable, of course, and the system wouldn't like it, and that's why they get at us as early as they can, 3 years of age, and they start banging us with, this is good, this is bad, you know. The Grimm's stories turned into Walt Disney with music and film, which is much worse than my grandmother reading those stories to me. And we just got totally conditioned away from who we really are. And now my business is to help people find out who they really are, what they really want, and support them on their journey. And it's amazing how many adults have no idea who they are, what they want, what's their purpose in life. Nothing. They just do a job or get the benefit, and they're just being told by some authority who's got their power, right, what they can and can't do and how much they're worth.
I've likened this to the carrot dangling sort of thing, and it meant to be done perpetuated, and you see this exact same idea in every single strata of power and control in society. There's always a hierarchical structure that you have to go up through the ranks and da-da-da-da, so that by the time you get to the top, you don't have any original ideas. You only have the kind of things that you're being told to think, right? Yep. It's a form of sorting the wheat from the chaff, or the... Actually, a better analogy is, we're on a pond that's gone stagnant, where does the scum end up? Right at the top. Incidentally, choking out all the sunshine and killing everything beneath it, slowly but surely, through disease and lack of nutrients. Sound familiar?
So the sooner we all become more and more unemployable and can do our own thing, you know, like Robert Kiyosaki wrote a good book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that's a good entry step into looking at why would I want my own business? You know, I mean, of course, it's easier to be an employee and get so much power and have a weekend and not think about it on the weekend or after hours, while the owner of the business thinks about it 24/7 for 40 years, you know? So, yes, it's easier to fit into the system and just have a comfortable life. And people think they're free because they can have a beer on Friday night, you know, and have a weekend and put their feet up. But what kind of freedom is that, you know? So that brings me to, again, Manfred means the free man. When I was the wellness mentor, it's amazing when I have conversations with people on wellness, within minutes, if not seconds, they talk to me about their sickness. Like I said before, you know, the health system doesn't care if you're healthy, right? The health care system cares for sick people. The health insurance doesn't insure your health. It only means anything to you when you're sick, right? So whenever we use the word health, we mean sick. So when I come in, say I'm the wellness mentor, I'm here to help you towards on your journey towards optimum well-being, instead of people wanting to know about optimum well-being, they want to know about their sickness. And so after 15 years of that game, I changed the game, and that actually changed my title in the world and my website to The Freedom Mentor instead of The Wellness Mentor. Right? So I had thewellnessmentor.com, and I have thefreedommentor.com, because I'm only interested to help people who want to be free. When somebody is sick, I say, do you have a picture of yourself being really well in the near future? And if they say, oh, no, the doctor said I have to take those pills for the rest of my life and there's no way I'll ever be well, I can't help them, right? So the Freedom Mentor is much more me, and I have a new passion for that. I'm looking for people who want to be free on this planet in this lifetime and experience the good life, which is available to all of us. As I said, it's 80% in the head anyway. So making the decision, you're already 80% there. The 20% is hard work, but it's fun at the same time if you do it with the right people, if you have support, and if you do something you can be fully passionate about. So for me, that was network marketing, body balance. I was passionate about it. But now I'm looking at the baby boomers, you know, that the body balance is mostly life force. The company is mostly for the baby boomer generation. The younger people, they never die. You know, when you're young, you don't think of being old ever. So they weren't interested. As my daughter is now 18 and can do her own business, in the last year, I've been thinking, gosh, she's been listening to me all her life, me talking about freedom and optimum well-being and all the things I talk about and how not to be a slave in the pyramid scheme. And so she says, of course, she wants to do what I do. She's an artist. She's amazing. She's a fashion designer, artist, photographer, drama, directing dramas. And so, but she knows that what is her passion and her talent is not going to make her any money, because she knows enough examples for that. So she says, I want to do what you do, Dad. But how can her generation start talking about liquid organic whole food made from seaweed and aloe vera and costs, you know, 40, 50 bucks a bottle? Well, the young people, that's not their thing. So I've been the last year thinking, gosh, you know, when Manana is 18, what? How can I help her talk to her friends about this? And at the same time, the company was looking at what is out there from an economic point of view. So the baby boomers are retiring and they're moving towards retirement homes, right? That's not our business. It's a good business, retirement homes, but I wouldn't want to be in it. So they were looking at the millennial generation, which is, you know, between 20 and 40, say, roughly. I'm not really good with numbers, but that category of people 20 to 40, what's their life like? So most of them, even in their 40s, still are paying off a student loan and paying it off if they were lucky enough to get a job. So the company's done a lot of research, and being an American company, I'm here in San Diego with them at the moment, they're looking at the statistics over here, and student debt is the highest debt. You know, like we know there's a lot of credit card debt and all kinds of mortgages, but student debt is the biggest amount, and they won't ever wipe it. So it's like as long as you're alive, you're in debt because you studied something that now you can't find a job in. There's so many PhDs and, you know, highly educated people on the street or in very low-paid jobs. And so they said, well, let's focus on that. What do those people do? And one thing they all have in common is they drink coffee, they drink energy drinks just to cope with life. And when we're looking at what that kind of coffee, like Starbucks actually puts synthetic caffeine in their coffee to make it stronger so that people go for that coffee and not any other. And there's that whole game. There's so much competition in coffee alone now. And of course, it's acidic and it drives oxygen out of your cells and it takes minerals out of your body. It's great as an enema, but not really good to put it in your mouth because it rips you off, basically. It appears to give you energy, but you borrow it from your own future, as I said before. So then they come up with the Red Bulls and the Wii's and the Monster and the... What are they called?
Oh, I had a great idea. I had a great idea based on this. I said that people are so in love with toxicity now that you could literally make an energy drink in a black can with a white skull and crossbones with the brand name Poison and have a big warning label that says, warning, drinking this might cause premature death. And people will buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to support Poison and Death and various other forms of scumbaggery, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and donate today to this wonderful broadcast and our various fine sponsors, including the High Tea Cafe in New Lynn for all your portable coffee machine needs. There's no actual portable coffee machines in there. That's just a lie. I'm sorry. I mean, I embellish a little bit because my sponsors are so great. And also the High Tea Cafe has really, really wonderful cannabis connections around with the community and information and things of that nature. There is also Blue Shield, the EMF protection device. When I unplugged mine, and I did it the other day, and I did it a couple of years ago, a friend dared me to, I start to turn into a real douchebag, like even worse than I am now. Like, this is nothing. This is nothing by comparison to the kind of douchebag I turn into when that Blue Shield gets unplugged and I start actually really absorbing all of this radiation and everything. You know, the natural resonating hertz frequency of the Earth, 7.2, right? And hertz, I think it is. And incidentally, they make you feel better as opposed to hurt, which I don't know how that works. But the frequency, especially if you've got like tuning forks and whatnot, all of them seem to like run into the tune of the strongest frequency. So what this one does, you plug it into your wall, puts out that strongest frequency, and all of the other radiation that your cells would normally interpret, based upon which the strongest one is, get wiped out, and they all attune to the really natural one that your cells love. So if you are having bad sleep or being angry, I have a lot of problem with anger. Maybe you can tell. That's why I become a talk radio show host kind of thing, because I also need to get it out in a number of other ways. Go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com today and click on that Blue Shield banner. We'll be right back.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you.
We're back with my very special guest, Manfred, the free man, the wellness mentor. Welcome back.
Thanks, Manny.
Now, my brother and I sometimes get along very well, sometimes not. And there's a new product that you've been introducing a number of people to called Ditch the Can, which I think is actually a really good idea for energy drinks because A, they're way too sugary, and B, they're kind of toxic. In fact, I believe I saw an article where a Red Bull can was actually getting eaten through by the substance. And this is why Red Bull has decided to put a plastic on the inside rim of the can so the acidity of the drink that you're supposed to be drinking doesn't eat through the aluminium cans while they're standing on the shelf waiting for you to purchase them and mix them with vodka. So... something needs to be done about this little energy craving thing. And apparently this little Ditch the Can is for you. Take it away, mate.
Okay. So the company here is a 30-year-old company, but they have just opened a little what they call a sister company, which is basically a startup for the younger generation, the millennial generation. And because one thing they have in common, they want money. There's so much you can buy on the internet. You just need this unlimited credit card. And they want energy. So they drink energy drinks. And of course, those energy drinks they're drinking are not just a sugar syrup, which is bad enough in itself, but then there's all kinds of stimulants, that are synthetic mostly, right? And cheap chemicals basically in a sugar syrup are not going to be good for you. But of course, the people who drink it don't care. Like you said before, if you said poison and skull and crossbones and it would shorten your life, people would still buy it. So we know that when you're young, you don't care so much about your health. But these things that are on the market now will make you age really, really fast. And we see younger and younger people with terrible diseases, right? So the epidemic out there is kind of self-destructive now, and it's really bad. So what we are offering the younger generation, and of course the older ones, I meet 70-year-old people who are still doing two jobs just to make ends meet, and they drink three or four wee drinks a day just to get through their day, right? So it's not just young people. It's everybody needs more energy. And when the energy comes with the price that it destroys your kidneys and your adrenal glands, because that's where you borrow that energy from, it is not sustainable. And if it continues that way, I don't see a future for those people who drink those drinks.
I have an analogy here. I had the salesman come around to my house trying to sell us a Barnardo's like charity or something like that. Told us a story about how he used to be a meat worker and you get paid plenty of money, but you've got to stay up long into the night. You've got to be like really concentrating when you're doing all of this stuff. And they found that what a lot of the workers were doing at this meat works is they were ingesting methamphetamine. And they would do a hell of a lot more work and get paid a hell of a lot more money. And then I asked them, so let me ask then, were they spending more money on their methamphetamine than they were getting in the extra pay? And he said it was about the same. I said, so basically, you got no benefit. You got more work done, and that's more profit for the business owner and what have you. But you didn't actually end up better out of the deal. Now, that's when you're talking about an illegal drug and talking about the money, let alone all of the physical harms and dangers and things of that nature that can come along with it. And then you come straight back to the energy drinks. Is this not the same phenomenon that we're talking here? They're not quite as expensive as the methamphetamine, but the costs on your body are probably comparable.
It's not far off that, yeah. So that's a very serious problem out there, a serious issue. And so we are offering a solution, like an alternative, right? And ditch the can, that in itself, you know, like I have friends, young friends now through this business who are DJs and run these rave parties that go on from Friday to Sunday, right? And they say there's two or three truckloads of cans of the rubbish bins, you know, taken away after one of those events. And if they used our product, Ditch the Can, which is in sachets that are just very thin foil, right, and you put it in your water bottle, it would be one black rubbish bag. So we're reducing the rubbish, we're reducing the energy use. Now people would say, well, yeah, but cans are recyclable. They are recyclable if they get into the recycling, but how much energy does it take to heat those cans up and melt them again and make another can? So it's a lot of energy. And Ditch the Can is a good slogan. That's the name of the new company. And the first product, because we're going to bring out lots of different products, but the first one's called Chaos Gold, and it's an energy drink. That has, in the US, it has actually got sugar. It's got fruit sugar, not high fructose corn syrup, but the real fructose, which is from fruit. But it's got 80% less sugar, 70% less calories, and all the stimulating things in there are actually herbs and vitamins. So there's the B vitamins in it. There's stimulants from yerba mate, from guarana, and from kola nut. And some caffeine is in it. So the caffeine content is as much as a cup of coffee, but there's all the supporting herbs that actually look after your kidneys and your adrenals rather than rip them off. It's feeding them and supporting them. So, yes, it's still a stimulant. I mean, we still have to give people what they want. Otherwise, they wouldn't, you know. Otherwise, I would tell them about body balance, drink body balance instead of V or Red Bull. Well, that doesn't go down very well. It doesn't make sense to those people. And that's also from our place, looking at the market, right, as marketers, 80 to 85% of the people I want to talk to about seaweed and aloe vera aren't interested.
Wow.
But they drink energy drinks. And the other thing is they drink Red Bull and V, and they promote the company by standing on the corner with the can and all that. They never get a cent back from that company that they're promoting. They may even wear their T-shirts and their hats and whatever, right? They don't get paid for it. So really the main thing is offering people an alternative to drinking the poison. But if we just go out there like missionaries and say, this is really bad for you and this is healthier, most of them won't be interested.
But I also have an analogy on here in terms of the young party people, because when my mother was doing the body balance thing, there was also another product on from the Life Force product list, which was amino charges, a powder of pre-activated amino vitamins and also a glycerin drop. And I think I discovered that this is the ultimate sleep deprivation concoction that has ever been invented by mankind. Only when combined with coffee, though, right? First time with a friend of mine, we went to a party out in Onitangi on Waiheke Island, and we drank the coffee, I think, at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we were still wide awake as bunnies without any energy drinks or anything else like that at about 9 o'clock the next morning.
Wow.
There was one time I was actually driving from Waiheke Island to Christchurch, and we did it in 20 hours, and I had not slept the night before. And I came in, got to sleep at 8:30 that night, and woke up exactly 8 hours afterwards, completely refreshed. What I found was very interesting about this concoction is that it not only made you not even feel sleepy, but it actually, to a large extent, even eliminated the need for sleep. Like, you don't even feel tired after you've slept, and you don't seem to sleep more hours as if you hadn't slept them, like, as is normally the case. It was quite extraordinary.
Well, I haven't heard that about the amino charge. That's a new testimonial. But amino acids, of course, feeding the brain, and your alertness and everything would go up. I haven't tried it myself with coffee. I'm not a coffee or energy drink drinker. But now that I'm talking about Ditch the Can, Chaos Gold, I got to like it because it hasn't got the sugar crash, right? It hasn't got the synthetic chemicals that take you up fast, but then really crash you down. And then you have to have, of course, another one to not get too far down. And that's why I meet people who drink 10 Monsters a day. You know, there's this other one that comes close to the picture you gave us with the black can with the skull and the crossbones. It's called Demon, you know. When I walk in the supermarket and I walk past the aisles of the energy drinks, and this one is called Demon, it really is like a demon jumping out in front of you like a ghost.
Yeah, I mean, what's next, you know? Child sacrifice, the energy drink?
So the one that we're bringing out in the next few weeks, like at the moment in New Zealand, we're bringing in the American version, which, as I said, has a little bit of sugar in it. But the one we're releasing soon that is made in Australia for us, for the Australasian market, will have no sugar in it. Now, there's a few good alternative sweeteners, and I'm not talking about aspartame as an alternative sweetener, but there's stevia, xylitol, and another one called erythritol, which is actually the better one of the three. And we have chosen to use that one. So we'll have it totally no sugar. We have the alternative sweetener on it that's totally natural and healthy. And it tastes wonderful. It's got a little bit of baking soda in it, which of course also makes it alkaline rather than acidic. But the side effect is it makes it bubble up, which is nice. You know, it's a nice, refreshing drink. And what I enjoy is you don't get the shooting up and then crashing down. You get a nice lift that seems to last forever. So when people drink three or four cans because they have to counter the crash, they could get away with just one Chaos Gold for roughly about the same money as they pay for one can of whatever they are drinking now. So it will save money, but it will save lives. And what I'm passionate about is it will make money for people. Like, how about getting paid for drinking energy drinks? See, the other companies spend millions, Red Bull spends billions on advertising, but they don't give you anything for drinking their Red Bull, right? What we do is we share the profit with the people who lead to the profit, which I believe is the future of marketing or future of business, because any company that makes a profit from people talking to other people about their product and not paying those people will soon be looked at as out of integrity. In you know, 10, 20 years ago, that wasn't possible. You couldn't measure who told who and all that. But thanks to computers now, on the internet, anything you buy on a good website, a good quality product, will have an affiliate link and it will say, tell a friend and we give you something for it, right? It's becoming normal. And that's really the nature of network marketing, is word of mouth advertising from people who know, like, and trust each other and spreading it that way. And now any company with a computer system can actually control who told who and set up a multi-level pay structure to reward all those people who led them to the sales and to the profits and share a good portion of the profits with the people who led them to it. That's the new economy. And on us, as on the company side, they will reward people instead of paying advertising companies, right? And on the distributor side, where I am, it's you get so much more for your dollar because you get a community and you get the support and you can actually become financially literate and then grow a business where you're your own boss. And you can actually learn to keep some of that money. Because as I said before, if you gave everybody $16 million and they have no financial literacy, they just spend it and it's all gone in a very short time. It's gone again, right? So we support each other in that whole process to do with human relationships, with health, and with money. And that's where I can see love and money in one bubble together with nothing in between. Like, not many people can talk about love and make money from it, and nobody pays me, right? The people who listen to me when I talk about love, they don't pay me. The company pays me really well for me to go out there and share my message that you can only ever let as much love in as you have for yourself. And if you don't love yourself, nobody can love you, right? And so we're all in these relationships pretending I love you, but I can't love you if I don't love me, right? So that message wouldn't make me money easily on this planet, but people love to hear it, right? And so I've been traveling around the planet now for 15 years with that message, and I've made a lot of money at the same time. And I haven't sold my soul to any devil or any system out there. I'm just having a ball and by helping other people. So that's available. And this game with Ditch the Can, of course, is much more fun for the young people, right? And of course, there's a lot of young people now that are very health conscious. So we have them as two separate companies, LifeForce and Ditch the Can, but I can see them crossing over really well because the young people that are into health will drink Body Balance. But if they're not yet into health, they have parents and uncles and aunties who need the Body Balance. And the older people who are in LifeForce all have kids and grandkids who are drinking those horrible energy drinks, and they have something better to offer them. And more kids come out of university with no job, or just out of high school with no job, or very low-paying, very insecure jobs. And this is actually a career path. Network marketing is the business of the 21st century, as Robert Kiyosaki says, and it makes total sense to me because the other paradigm is going downhill really fast. And so I don't trust that there's going to be any money for me to retire on. But of course, when I do what I love to do, why would I want to retire? Retirement is an industrial concept from the Industrial Revolution, where before we had a good life on the farm was hard work, like I had in the Buller Gorge. Then we thought moving to the city and working in a factory was easier. And that's where the retirement was offered. But now we can have both. We can have the time and freedom to grow food. The people who want to grow food can do that, but they also can have money. When I did that 16 hours a day, I had no money. And I can tell you from experience that it's easier with money. We still grow nearly all our food and we're having a great life in Golden Bay, but it's much easier with money. And so that's out there on offer. If you want me to give a website, Vinny, I can give a website for people to look at, because of course when you Google it, you end up on somebody's website that you don't know, and why support them when you can support Vinny and Ben and myself?
Absolutely. Well, if you chuck me the links and what have you, I'll put them up on the website, as well as give those links out to the listeners, because this show's kind of like a bathtub. It doesn't work very well without a plug or two.
So I made a simple short link, which is DTC for Ditched Again, DTC number 4 and you, DTC4U.com. And you know, you got my details there, but if you go to that site and you are interested, you got my contact details there, let me know you heard about it from the Vinny Eastwood Show, and we make sure that we're supporting Vinny as well, because he's doing a great job here.
So I'm told. There's also the other element here I want to kind of stress to people is – basically, you do have to, and I believe you have a moral obligation, to support people who are resisting the kind of products, resisting the kind of business practice that you don't want to see anymore, right? You have a moral obligation to do so. I'm not trying to say, Bible thump you into buying the products, but as I mentioned in previous segments, in every single way, every single day, every single minute, there's some kind of scumbaggery going on, and it's trying to make you sick. So a little bit every day, in any way you can, try to oppose it. And if you're not going to directly oppose it yourself, then support people who are opposing it in your stead. I'm opposing the mainstream media apparatus, who wouldn't know a real interview if they came across one and bit them in the ass. Because people are now so used to pre-prepared and post-produced interviews that they literally don't know what a real interview sounds like anymore. I don't like that. There is a wealth of knowledge out there with people who've had amazing lives. And Manfred, you said earlier on in the interview, oh, it's a long story, I don't know if we've got time, and I encourage you to say that we've got time, and if I might say so, it was quite an interesting and awesome story. That's one thing I've learned in nearly 4 years of radio, is everybody's got a story. And if you're really listening, I mean really listening, actually having a real conversation with somebody who's got quite the story to tell, you gain something that mainstream society wishes to deprive you of in the main, perspective. They don't want you to know how things really are, how you can change your own life, how you don't need them anymore. You don't need to suckle at the teat of the satanic goat in order to obtain your rich, milky goodness. Allegedly. Apparently, black magic works for some people. I'm not keen. I'm going to try and... in fact, here's a great joke to kind of end us on. Two enlightened masters are sitting down together, having a cup of tea. And one of them decides to tell the a joke. So one of the ascended masters says, "Hey, how many ascended masters does it take to change a light bulb?" And the other ascended master goes, "It's not my job. That's the light workers." All right. So Manfred, the wellness mentor, DTC4U.com. Not in any way related to Halliburton's website or Dick Cheney's bumper sticker, DU for you, which is .Iraq. .com. It was just totally random. I'm sorry. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and sign up today. I know that things are really bad, worse than bad, and they're just only going to get worse. So at least you can listen to some really nice stuff and have a good time once in a while everything goes to hell in a handbasket around you, and at least perhaps encourage you to do something a little bit about it. Believe me, you don't need me. You can do something great by yourself. You don't need any other radio show hosts or any media or any real information. Just get yourself some experience. Do the right thing for once, you know. And if you're doing it all the time, good on you. And if you're just listening anyway because you like to have a few laughs, good on you. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with enjoying the end of the world. And there is nothing shameful about shameless self-promotion. This is the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the most awesome radio show in the frickin' world, signing off. Thank you, man.